flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and the return of Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Brendan Graham Show coming up at 6 with me, Elliot Shore Parks, and BG. And then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and an Eagles player, we think.
Well, two of them always there. At least two
yeah.
former players.
Yeah, you guys were Eagles. You're forever Eagles, you and Hugh. I don't need another Eagle. You're the only two Eagles I need.
Shout out to all my alumni brothers that were at the game yesterday.
A lot of guys yesterday?
Hell, I saw a lot of guys at the game.
How was Eric Allen? Eric Allen was there yesterday?
Yeah, EA was good.
Yeah.
He was cool on the pregame show. Yep. He was pretty cool. It's a good day, man. You know, the funny thing is, now I've become part of the older
guys. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. So you got the guys who are within the 5-year range of retiring. Then you got us old heads that retired 20 years ago.
Yep. Because it really, there's no one really in between you guys. Like you retired, what, 06?
07.
I'm trying to think of the main guys in between there and the Super Bowl team. Like, I feel like those guys don't really come back very often.
As much.
Yeah.
Well, you get the Deshaun.
It's Deshaun and Shady.
Yes, Deshaun and Shady.
Like Jason Peterson hasn't come back yet. He's still playing, I think, right?
Wasn't he on the practice squad this year? He was on a practice squad this year.
I know. Yeah. Selleck's on the back end, but he's retired. He retired after Super Bowl.
But Selleck also played through 3 coaches.
He did?
Yeah, he played through Andy, Chip, and Doug.
Well, with Jack back, that means we return to the greatest segment in Philadelphia radio that everybody waits for.
Yep.
It is the Top 5 of 5.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
And this is not AI Jack or Honest Jack. This is the real deal. The real deal Holyfield.
Everyone's going to tune out now. They love Honest Jack.
I will say, I thought I was going to hate it. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
You liked Honest Jack.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. And you stole it from WFAN.
Oh, I stole it.
Yeah.
Wonder how it happened at WFAN.
I know. Yeah. I know. Honorary game ball to Kobe Dean. Great year.
Yeah.
Unfortunate. Had a really good year. And, you know, blossomed into the player that we thought. And it's a shame that the season's over. So, thinking of the Kobe, and hopefully he comes back in good shape. Number 5, I'm going to Oren Burks. I mean, who knows how that game goes if Oren Burks doesn't blow up the spot to start it. A little bit of like Ike Reese out there.
He did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, made me proud.
Yeah, I did, let him wear 58.
When he did that.
It's better than that 42 he's wearing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Well, but Jalix is wearing 58.
I know.
So, yeah.
I know.
When he hit him and caused the fumble, I thought of you immediately. And
I appreciate that.
Dude, if you show up at the link and the very first time you touch the ball, you fumble it in your own territory.
Yeah,
tough to win that game,
man. I think he's the Pro Bowl returner.
Yes.
Yes. Like, he's a Pro Bowl returner.
Tough to win that game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Shout out to Jeremiah. He got the ball.
Yep. Sure he did. Well, not really.
Yeah.
Well, he was there.
Eventually. Yeah.
Nose for the football.
Yeah.
I was surprised they didn't overturn it. I was really Seriously, was. I was watching, yes. watching on TV. It's like, obviously, the Packers got the ball.
Yeah. Yep.
The fourth game ball given to Zach Bond. Zach Bond with the big interception.
Oh, defense again.
He's just really freaking good.
You can't give him game balls anymore if we want to afford him.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. I talked to Howie. And,
Talk it down a little bit.
But he's just an unbelievable. Like, where would this defense be without Zach Bond? I know Nakobe's had a great year, but going from what they were last year to all of a sudden this guy out of nowhere turning into an all-pro.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. I think I'm going
to. That's fair to ask. Where would they be without Zach Bond?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be the anti-Zach Bond guy to try to drive his value down. No one has taken that corner. No one said that Zach Bond's year has been over. Look, Vic Fangio created Zach Bond.
They
can do it again.
Another one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be my bid.
I'm telling you, they're going to pay Mekhi Becton before they pay Zach Bond. I can feel it in my bones. They love paying offensive linemen.
So, you weren't here because you were off on paternity leave, but Elliot said he believes there's a 99.9% chance they will retain Zach Bond.
Yeah.
Is that an Eagles Insider of the Year report?
No.
But then he used my information that I told him.
Oh, really?
As to why they were going to do it.
Oh.
Yes. Well, that doesn't count then.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we're both big J's, so, you know.
Yeah.
Now you're a big J.
Yeah, we share information.
Oh, okay. Good. No. By the way, how did the Eagles Insider of the Year go last week?
Elliot got up to number one.
Yeah.
For what?
Because he's
just existing?
It.
Okay. No, yeah. I just want to make sure. And did anyone address the media award to Jordan Mailata?
We made him number five.
Good.
He was number five.
Yes.
And I asked Jordan if there was a reverse award and the Eagles were to hand out their favorite media member.
Wow.
And they won, so I get to ask him tomorrow.
Yes.
I get to, he said, give me a week. I'll come up with an answer.
Well, he better answer the right way.
Yeah.
he better not answer someone who may not be a big fan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Nah.
We'll dump it.
Not worried about that.
Well, no, he's not his favorite either. I don't know how can he be anybody's favorite in that locker room.
Put the threat out there.
Yeah.
Third game ball I'm giving to Dallas Goedert. I mean, what a grown man stiff arm. I mean,
seriously.
That's an
old.
We haven't even mentioned that today.
An old school stiff arm. That's an all-time Eagles postseason moment.
By the way, an outrageous catch. Because
it
was thrown behind him.
Per usual.
That's not. I framed it differently.
It was a dime.
Yeah. But he made two great catches, by the way. The other one, he just sort of tapped to himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, man, to catch it and then run. Did he stiff-arm two guys, or was it just one guy?
No, the one guy just stiff-armed him three times.
Oh, right. Just
dude,
pushed.
I don't even know if he stiff-armed the guy. I think he picked him up and drug him into the end zone. He carried him with one arm.
I actually think I know that kid's parents.
Uh-oh. Find out if he's okay.
Well, well, I grew up with his father, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, seriously.
All right.
Valentine. I forgot to look to see if he's out of Cincinnati, but yeah. I know a guy that I did grow up with, Jerry Valentine. His son played for Green Bay, and I think that's him.
Oh, wow. It's not Denzel Valentine.
Not Denzel Valentine.
What a comeback, by the way, for Dallas Goedert to basically go down in one punch in that bar video and then be the guy who.
Damn, why are you bringing that up? Golly.
That's good. It's called perseverance.
My goodness.
He's just battled back from so much.
Yep. The second game ball. I mean, he was the best player on defense yesterday. Nolan Smith.
He was awesome.
Oh, okay.
Outrageous.
Like it.
And
that,
he was awesome.
That first sack was awesome. Jordan Love kind of got out of the pocket a little bit, and mm-hmm. Nolan Smith didn't miss him.
He got the only sacks yesterday.
Yeah, two of them. And in rewatching the game this morning, after the first play of the game, he turns around to the sidelines, like clapping his hands and freaking out. Seems like he might be a little bit of an intense guy.
Nolan Smith?
Yeah.
It also
a future leader.
There was one, I think there was one sack where they basically showed him just bullying the offensive lineman, which is not what I expect out of him.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But the Nolan Smith turnaround.
It has been remarkable.
Yeah. But the number one game ball.
Oh, by the way, I tweeted something about how surprised I was that Nolan Smith has turned around and is so good. And, of course, I got the response, that's why we listen to Ike. And I was like, look. It's not like Ike.
I know. He's never said anything.
The beginning of the year was like, you know what? Look out for Nolan Smith. Can we just chill out? It's okay to say that you didn't think Nolan Smith was going to be this good.
The week I was gone or whatever, you know,
oh,
I said
that is so funny.
I wanted Saquon to go for the record. I know I flip flop on that. Whatever.
You did. You're
some
fraud.
Some guy responded. Can't wait for Ike to put you in your place. Like, come on, man. Like, he also wanted to go for it. Ike's right about a lot in football.
Yep.
But
I
man,
am.
Holy cow.
Hey, man. You guys aren't.
No. I'm on a tough streak, honestly. The number one game ball, though, just so impressive yesterday. Yet again, another win, Jalen Hurts. I mean, 39 passing yards halfway through the middle of the third quarter.
You're giving Jalen the number one
game. Another win, Spike. Another win. He's climbed into third in all-time postseason wins as an Eagles quarterback. He's another remarkable performance yesterday, not turning the football over.
Jack, somehow I don't think you're giving Jalen the number one game ball is honest. I don't. I feel like maybe you're being sarcastic.
Did you get Jalen the number one game ball?
He was amazing.
Oh, stop it. Dude, get out of here. This is the stuff that people won't respect your game balls, man. You know damn well you don't think Jalen deserves the number one game ball from yesterday.
It's hard when you leave with a dub like that.
Did you not give and by the way, you named just about every defender. You could have just went Vic Fangio.
I know. Or Slay. Or Quinyon.
Left Slay out.
Quinyon got his first pick.
Yeah, he got his first pick.
CJ wasn't there to rip it off from him. So that was good.
Well, some people think that was pass interference on Zach Bond.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah,
100%
it was. I was actually shocked that didn't get
tackled him through the ground.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. This hour brought to you by Guida Door and Window. Take advantage of Guida Door and Window's big winter sale through January. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Glenn in Georgia, you're on WI. Actually, Glenn, hold on 1 second. Jack, so this is your first show back.
Yeah.
Just a couple of questions. First of all, everybody happy and healthy at home?
Yeah. Everyone,
Jill, well, Sutton, everybody's doing all right?
We're healthy.
All right. Okay, good. Just making sure. And then second
fine.
Thing, how much of the show did you listen to?
So whenever anyone brought up Honest Jack, I listened in.
Okay.
I actually was able to sneak a run in, which was nice. So that's why I listened to Tornado on Friday.
Oh, Tornado. It was an all-time Tornado appearance.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a great Tornado. It was a great Tornado. Besides that, not much.
All right, good.
Because my problem is that if I heard someone, you know, slandering my name, I would think about it for a while.
Okay.
You know, I was not there to defend myself.
And what did you think of Ike saying that your son's name is Sutton Baker, that he's just going to call him Baker and not Sutton?
Yeah, did he get reports he hates the name?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say hate.
No, I know.
Just
I know.
Don't prefer it.
Yeah, I know.
How do you shorten Sutton?
Sut.
Okay.
A lot of Sutty buddies.
Okay.
By the way.
Ton.
Yeah. Well, I always got like, you know, Walker and go hang out with Sutty.
It's not meant to
buddy.
Offend.
Okay, great.
You are mom.
Awesome.
But since you named Sutton.
Yeah.
I think I've recognized at least 5 women named Sutton.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. Well, a couple people texted me saying congrats on having a girl. That's great.
Yes.
So didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, girl name.
Yeah. And a last name. More of a last name than a first
Sutton
name.
Is. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely a last name.
Yeah. I bet on Cortland Sutton.
We thought you may be a fan of Don Sutton.
Yeah. Marinelle from Providence was like, did Jack name him after Don Sutton?
You know me.
Yeah.
I respect my elder pitchers.
Yep. Yeah.
No, it's like, I don't know. We saw it on Instagram one day, and I was like, that sounds like a pretty good name.
For a girl.
No, it's a boy name.
Okay.
It's a Southern boy name. Mm. Yeah.
Southern?
Yeah.
You're not from the South.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Glenn in Georgia, you're on WIP. What's up, Glenn?
That's crazy.
What's up, Glenn?
Glenn!
Buzz. Oh, Glenn's gone. Tony in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Spike, how you doing?
What up?
To the whole crew there, listen, I'm so frustrated I don't know what to do. I called your show last week. I said I need to see Jahan Dotson in offense a little bit more. And when I hung up, you said, Tony, that was a little stretch. But you saw what happened when he got in the game, that little wiggle. You had a quarterback on a minute ago. He said the same thing I've been preaching for 3 years. Hurts is a good quarterback. He's playing with mediocrity. A.J. Brown is a good physical. Let me finish. A.J. Brown is a good physical target. Devontae Smith is light. It's better, not all the time, but moving him in motion so that they don't get a good chip on him. Let him stretch the field. Dotson coming up. Where was Saquon Barkley in the flare? How do you neutralize a pass rush, screen passes? Kellen Moore is young. He's still learning how to run an offense. But I need elite receivers. 3 years ago, or 2 years ago, I called the show. I wanted Christian Watson. He was about the 30th receiver. Look at him on the other side of A.J. Brown with Devontae Smith in the slot. We need stretch receiver that can get down the field.
Tony, can I ask you something?
Yeah, and it's frustrating, man, because they can't assess talent.
Yeah. Huh? Okay, so to you, the problem is talent at wide receiver.
No, I mean, the same thing on defense. There's three pieces. They need three pieces on offense to be an elite offense.
Tony,
are you serious?
Tony. Please don't misunderstand me, because I would rather have Jalen Hurts and Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett had no problem throwing to A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
And Tanner McKee did it too.
Tanner McKee threw to Jahan Dotson. Oh, yeah, in that first game. Right. So please, I have to, no disrespect, but for you to say that the problem is Jalen doesn't have enough talent around him might be the most insane thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
I didn't say he doesn't have enough talent. I said he needs to add more. We need to stretch receiver. If you got a receiver like Watson that can stretch the field, the safety, the corner got to go, and now that makes it better for A.J. Brown coming across the middle and Devontae Smith. But where's Saquon Barkley? He has to be in the passing game. Then you get him on a linebacker. What is a linebacker going to do?
Quarterback is bad at throwing screen passes. He is.
Say it again?
The quarterback is bad at throwing screen passes. To the running back.
I think we saw that again yesterday.
Yeah. He's not good at it. And because a good screen pass a lot of times is timing, and he's just not great at timing throws. I mean, that Dan Orlovsky, who was complimenting Jalen earlier, said he's not a timing passer.
You know why he's apprehensive? Because the majority of the passes are contested. And it's been over a period of a couple years. I've sat there and I watched it. The receivers can't get enough separation. They're good receivers, yes, but they're not elite receivers. They're not elite receivers, man.
Sure.
And until we get them, I love them to death. I love them to death, but until they get a
couple. How many elite receivers does Josh Allen have?
None.
Two days ago, without Zay Flowers, how many elite receivers did Lamar Jackson have?
None. He got three.
Are they better than A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith?
He's throwing to Nelson Aguilar.
Oh, my God.
You don't like Bateman?
Bateman is not an elite receiver.
Oh, he is.
Are you serious?
I called the show. I wanted Bateman here. Can you imagine him on the other side?
Until he sucks.
I'm telling you, man.
So do the Eagles have a talent evaluation problem? Is that what you think?
I know what they do. It's been for years.
What about the quarterback?
How long has that boy?
Did they get that one right?
On the bench, waiting. Quay Walker, who I wanted them to get at middle linebacker, who's playing for Green Bay. We could have had him. We still need, and I do not want to see the Vikings, because Justin Jefferson owns Darius Slay. He owns him.
What about Guantanamo Bay? What about Guantanamo Bay?
Excuse me?
Quentin Mitchell. Q.
I love Quentin Mitchell. But Darius Slay played Jefferson one-on-one. He followed him over the field and got burnt all over the field. You still need another safety. Which, as I told you
another
the other
safety.
Day, I wanted you to watch Andrew McCuba.
We got the number one pass defense in the league.
That's because he got them in the zone. When Blankenship gets on one-on-one, he can't cover nobody.
Well, he's a safety.
That's why he's not going to be one-on-one.
They have a talent evaluation problem. And yep. until they address that, we're going to always be a mediocre team to me.
Yeah,
and
I'm so mediocre.
How the hell are they a mediocre team that just won 14 games?
Tony,
you got high standards, buddy, and that's coming from someone that also has high standards.
Yeah, I...
By the way, I couldn't shake it. Carrington Valentine is the kid.
All right.
Oh, there you
go. So I do know his parents.
All right, we'll reach out, see how he's doing.
Yeah.
After the Goddard stiff
arm. I didn't say we were still close. I just know.
I can't believe that call.
It's odd.
Yeah, you're still thrown off by that call. That's why I tried to move on to something else, because I was like, what the hell was he talking about?
They don't have enough talent on offense?
Yeah. That's the last thing anybody would say about this roster.
I don't think I've seen a more talented team on offense in my entire life on any team.
Who would you rather have, A.J. Brown or Rashad Bateman?
I'll take A.J. Brown.
It really goes back to the Patriots having Gronk and Aaron Hernandez. And was that the same team? Did they also have Moss? Was that all on the same team? Oh, that was different time.
You know what?
The team that lost to Seattle, right?
Yeah, was Aaron Hernandez on that team? Mm-hmm. No, Moss wasn't on the Seattle.
Moss was not on that
Moss
team.
Only played in the one Super Bowl.
The Giants Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Giants.
The 17-0 Super Bowl. Or 16-0 Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I don't think Aaron Hernandez was there. He was there. Because he didn't come to like 11, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of a team that's had more talent on
Gronk
offense.
Gronk may have been there.
I can't think of a team that's had more talent on offense.
That's the last thing this team is lacking is talent.
Colin in Allentown, you're on WIP. What's up, Colin?
Hey, gents. It's great to have the opportunity to talk to you. Ike, I want to tell you first and foremost that I appreciate your voice on WIP and also the player that you've been during your tenure with the Eagles.
Appreciate that. Yep, it's needed. So
the principle of defense wins championships. I want two questions nested under that. One is, would you guys compare and contrast Steve Spagnuolo versus Vic Fangio? Because it may play a role in the Eagles' path forward. But the other is, the Detroit versus Vikings game last week, you know, the Vikings have been cast as a team that has tremendous injuries on the defensive side, yet they just...
You mean the Lions.
The Lions. But they smoked the Vikings. And so how in the world does that play out? So anyway, again, Spagnuolo versus...
If you remember that game last week, I mean, that was not a blowout for like 2.5 quarters. Like, Minnesota had opportunities in that first half.
There were plays to be had for Darnold. Yeah. They just didn't make them.
Yeah.
But the second half, it was a smoke fest.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
But so, Jahmyr Gibbs had like 45 fantasy
and
points.
Four touchdowns. Yeah.
So, I mean, how does Detroit reassemble their defense after all these injuries?
Well, I mean, listen, some of those guys, I don't know if everybody's off the street. You know, some of those guys are guys that have been there for a few weeks, right? So you step in, and they didn't have to replace everybody at once. So I know they got like 15 guys that are on IR or something like that. Actually, they got the linebacker back last week, right? Because that's the one who had the forearm.
Oh, yeah.
The broken arm. So, I mean, listen, that's why Aaron Glenn is now getting interviews. Because Aaron Glenn is being commended for the job he's doing despite losing all those players on that side of the football.
Okay, but, gents, compare and contrast Fangio with Spagnuolo, because Spagnuolo had a lot to say about the Eagles 2 years ago. We failed.
Uh-huh. We may had a lot to say.
Spagnuolo was the guy who organized that. He did the defense against the Eagles.
Oh, okay.
And we lost that Super Bowl.
Yeah. I actually saw that Spags.
Thank you for the call, Kyle.
Is on the list for a couple interviews, too.
Oh, really?
I think so.
The Jets interviewed him, I believe?
Yeah, I know I saw his name out there.
If you're Spags, don't you want to just be a great defensive coordinator now?
No.
How many times has he been a head coach? Twice?
Once.
Oh, just once?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Once, but he's won 4 Super Bowls already
as a defensive
coordinator.
Right.
So.
And he's young enough to where he could get another head coaching job.
Is he mid-50s? Late 50s?
Oh, no, he's older than that. He might be late 50s, early 60s.
Late 50s, all right.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm recognizing, Spike, real quick?
Dude, he's 65 years
65,
old.
65, okay. Oh, wow. Looks great for 65. There's just not enough for sure coaches out there.
Right.
And that's why they're going back and re-interviewing Pete Carroll and some of these other guys. Because a lot of these younger guys just aren't that impressive.
Yeah, that's why if you're the Giants, you're just like, well,
I may as well
who are we going to hire him for?
No, you're right.
Who are we going to fire him for?
That may be what they're looking at. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Coming up next, finally we discussed the AJ book reading. We barely talked about it.
Well, thank God we didn't make it a show today.
All show. No. Yes. No. Well, if they had lost, it would have been jailing.
It would have, well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, but we would have led with the book. That's why he's reading. Yeah. All right. That is coming up. We're at Chickies in South Philly. The Brandon Graham Show is coming up at 6. The Players Lounge at 7. Chickies in South Philly on Packer Avenue. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All righty. The Super Bowl is right around the corner, everyone. So what's your plans? Are you going to do the same thing you do every year? Or are you ready to step it up and try something even better? Get a Super Bowl experience like no other at the Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest coming to Lincoln Financial Field on February 9th. Now, you'll get exclusive access to the stadium where your favorite players make history, get a chance to meet the game's most legendary players, all while enjoying live music and crushing some game day bites. Now, we all know the Super Bowl only comes around once a year, so who's ready to celebrate bigger than ever before? Tickets are going fast. Don't miss out. Visit your local Verizon store and find out about free tickets today. Must be 18 years or older to attend. Additional terms and conditions apply. See VerizonFanFest.com for details.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
There's Flyers fans here. They know the words.
With it, let me say, let me say. Hold me down, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me down, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Now, the rule is, if you come to Chickies, if you take your cell phone out to record that, you got to sing, too.
Well, listen, I'm noticing that crowd participation has been picking up. It really has. We appreciate it. We really do. We appreciate it.
Jack, how's it feel to sing it again?
It was good. Actually, I did listen a couple times to it when I was out.
All right.
Always sounds better than when we're actually doing it. Like, over the air, I think it sounds
good. Oh, really?
Good. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I've never heard it over the air.
Yeah. Well, we have played a couple times when we're delayed.
We're delayed.
And it
sounds
ridiculous. And then Buzz never tells us. And we sound even dumber. But it's good.
That's why he doesn't tell us.
No, yeah. I know.
Yeah. Well, then we find out he told you and you just didn't tell us.
I forgot.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Who do you want to see win tonight's game? 75% settle on the Rams, which I have to agree with.
Which, you know, the Vikings going to win.
Yeah.
Since we all want the Rams.
Well, and this just feels like a bad spot for the Rams. First of all, their stadium is usually 35% opposing fans anyway, and that's when they're in L.A. Then they move the game to Arizona, and with all the awful stuff that's going on in California, I can't imagine a lot of Rams fans or a huge number of Rams fans are going to make that trip.
No. Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So my gut tells me it's going to be a lot of Vikings fans in there.
It's just like a COVID game.
Yes. Yeah.
No one was in the stands.
It's going to be a weird situation for the Rams to win that. That feels like an easy Vikings win for me.
Yeah, that's why Herbert played bad.
I mean, why did Herbert play bad?
Because everything going
the fires?
On. Yeah, everything going on in L.A.
Wow.
You try playing through that.
All right. That's your excuse? You sound like a Jalen guy.
No, I know.
Yeah.
No one better.
So one thing we've barely talked about today is the book. That's right.
The book.
A.J. Brown reading a book on the sidelines. Here's what he had to say about it after the game.
That's a book that I bring every single game. It, you know, my teammates call it a recipe. You know, that's the first time I heard that y'all got me a camera. But that's not the first game. You know, it got a lot of points in there. It's a lot of mental game, a lot of mental parts about it. And, you know, but for me, you know, this game is mental. You know, I physically believe I can do anything and everything, but you know, I got to make sure I'm mentally good. So it's something like how I refresh every drive. You know, regardless of if I score a touchdown or I drop a pass, I always go back to that book every drive and just refocus and nothing matters, nothing happened. And just relay back in, but you know, so.
Ike, your thoughts on the book reading?
I've never seen that before.
There was a picture of him, I think Devin pulled up.
I saw it.
Of him reading in Tennessee. I don't even think it was here.
Washington.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I had no idea that he would sometimes do that. He's right. No camera has ever caught him on the sideline reading that book. And yesterday was the first time. And quite frankly, it looked odd. Like, it looked odd from the standpoint of, now, people may say it's not a big deal. They won. It's what he needs to keep his mental sharp and focused or what have you. And that's all fine and dandy. But let's not act as if we've seen players sitting on the sideline during a game, let alone a playoff game, reading a book. I've never seen that before.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine if in the Phillies-Mets playoff series, it's the middle of the let's say it's the bottom of the fourth at Citizens Bank Park, mm-hmm. Castellanos is up. They flash to Bryce Harper in the dugout, reading a book.
Yeah.
I know what Spike would have led with.
So, I mean, listen, they won. So it's obviously not a big deal. Now, if he were doing that and they lost, it would be made much bigger. Now, it doesn't mean that it is a big deal ultimately, but it would have been made a much bigger deal if they didn't win that game yesterday.
I have grown to really enjoy AJ. Mm-hmm. You know, this is my first year being here for him all the time. And when he is, even when he's in a bad mood, whatever mood he's in, when he's talking, I feel like we are getting a genuine guy. And he's a great player.
Yes.
Absolutely great player.
Yes.
So I defer to, it was funny, whatever. But then when I start actually thinking about it, it is kind of crazy. Now, whatever he needs, I think it was James Palmer pointed out, they showed the book. It was highlighted and undergrounded. Clearly a book
that
he enjoys.
It's also number one now on Amazon.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
A lot of positive reviews. They're always open.
The only thing that I wonder is, like, he's probably just frustrated. And I imagine that's why he's reading the book when he's reading the book. And I would give credit to him for saying to himself, you know, A.J. Brown is a great player. I think every time that he has wanted the ball more, it has come from the place of not selfish, but he thinks he can help the team. It's a combo of selfish and team. He doesn't just want his numbers for his numbers. He thinks he is the best player to help the team win.
Yes.
Like, that's where it comes from.
Yes.
And I understand when he is not getting the ball. And if his – I guess what I defer to is if he's frustrated, And he feels like his way to center himself is to sit there and read the book, mm-hmm. then sit there and read the book. However, to your point, it's still weird. I've still never seen it.
Yeah. And listen, I don't know if, you know, AJ may be one of those personalities where, you know, a coach or what have you doesn't have a problem with that. I don't know if coaches I played for would have been happy if they look back during a game and I'm over there reading a book. Right? Like, I don't.
What would Jim Johnson say?
Yeah, I don't know how Jim Johnson would have reacted to that, or Andy for that matter. If, you know, let alone, I mean, first of all, somebody in my position would never be doing something like that, right? So right. It has to be somebody who's very secure in their standing with the team.
Which AJ is.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
He's arguably the best player on the team, so he's not going anywhere. And you notice that nobody said anything to him about it. And it's not the first time he's done it. It's just the first time, I guess, we caught it.
Right.
So we're reacting the first time to seeing AJ Reed on the sideline.
Imagine if Donovan did that.
Or if Jalen were doing it.
Right. Oh, my God. If Jalen was doing it, I would crush him.
Right?
If
Jalen was over there reading a book during the game, people would not react the same way that they're reacting to this.
So I know when I saw it online, I don't know when it was actually happening. Do you know when?
Oh, I remember seeing it during the game. I went straight to Twitter.
Oh, really? Okay.
I said, oh, Lord.
I think it was the third quarter.
It was in the third quarter. Like, the game wasn't over with yet.
The third quarter when we had punted probably four straight possessions.
Right.
And Jalen at 36 yards passing is probably when it happened.
I will say this about it. As long as it's not a distraction or a problem for anyone else on the team. In other words, I'm not saying AJ is Dennis Rodman, but Dennis Rodman did things that other players didn't do, and Phil Jackson, they had to sort of manage that and be okay with it. So AJ may have his ways of doing things, and this is how you keep AJ in a happy place, a cerebral place, and locked in. Because his disposition after the game,
he was laughing.
I was pleasantly surprised with
him.
I was happy that he was happy about the team winning. He wasn't talking about his only catch of the game or anything of that nature. And that's what you need. So we can see that and move on from it. And now that we know that he's done it in other games, maybe he's the one player in the league that
reads a book.
He needs that, yeah.
And I 100% agree with you. When I saw, not just hearing him talk, when I visually saw him talking about it, and he was smiling and relaxed and saying he felt good.
Yeah, he was like, I'm good. I'm not frustrated.
Yeah.
I'm good.
And then he goes, why do you guys always think I'm frustrated? It's like, well, AJ, you know, you may have earned that one. You know, you may have earned that one. I don't know. Why? Why do you think? Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing? It's Victory Monday.
What's up, fellas?
What up, Justin?
Hey, man, it's good to have Jack back. Fran and Buzz done a good job, but it's nice when the family's back together again. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Back, happy and fat and sassy and all that stuff. But anyway.
All right, Jack, you got fat?
No, down 20. Everyone.
Yes, Mike, we've been eating salad since New Year started.
Oh, yeah.
Act like you've been there before.
You were talking about the name, too, Stallion, you know, the Southern name. Jack's a Southern boy at heart, y'all. I'm here to tell you, y'all, if it looks that damn far away, Jack would be my neighbor down here. I've been showing him land down here in Tennessee, how land's so much cheaper down here and everything.
Yeah.
Justin, I think
I'm looking forward to. Find me a piece of land down there in Tennessee somewhere.
Hey, bud, we can hook you up. We got some nice property.
Smoky Mountains, man. That's what I'm thinking about.
I think Jack is more of a Midwestern guy, to be honest with you.
No, Jack, I'm telling you, Jack would love Tennessee. I'm telling you, we could put you in the cleavage of Dollywood over there. You'd love it.
Well, I'm not coming by myself. Will my wife love it?
Yeah, Renee would love it. She's shopping over there. You got a big
Hey, listen, and I'm doing Blue Chews now? Well, I should be able to get everything
Lord.
I want. I should be able to move wherever the hell I want to move.
That's right.
When I start popping these Blue Chews, boys, it's going to be on and popping.
Better watch out.
What did you all do to take Blue Chews away? Come on, man. TK not holding up his end of the damn or something.
I haven't even told Renee yet that I'm doing Blue Chews.
She'll find out when you get home.
She'll find out one way or the other.
Yeah, let the Bronco buck, baby.
Let him buck.
So one thing, and it's not Eagles related, what I'm looking forward to, I'm looking forward to seeing what Jaden Daniels does against that Lions defense, guys. I mean, that kid, y'all said it, he is a phenomenal athlete, and that defense, they're missing some pieces. And I'm not sure if Terry and Arnold, is he going to be back by that game?
Oh, is the corner out for Detroit? Is he out?
He got hurt. He got hurt that game against Minnesota and got carted
last
off.
Game.
I've not heard anything. So, I mean, that could be huge for us.
Hey Justin.
He goes up there and upset him.
Listen, we're all putting on our commander hat Saturday night.
Yeah, we're big Josh Harris people.
We're going to be big Josh Harris and Commanders fans. That we want that NFC Championship game here in Philly.
Exactly.
And can you imagine that against Washington to go to the Super Bowl?
Man, kick my feet up. You're gonna be no. There's going to be no stress. Are you kidding me?
I mean, like I said, I've listened all day, and I've not heard that brought up one time. And that kid, he's a phenomenal.
Who, Jaden Daniels?
Quarterback, guys.
Yeah, he's the best quarterback in the NFC East.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. He's played all the
Yeah, play. Obviously.
I mean, my God.
Shut up, Jack. Shut up.
He doesn't have enough weapons. That cat talking about poor old Jalen not having no weapons. He needs something besides Blue Chew. I don't know what he needs. But I'm telling you what, maybe he does need Blue Chew. Maybe he needs.
I was gonna say, yeah, maybe he does.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's stressed to the kill because he don't know if it's coming or going. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, I'm gonna get out here and let you go. But I just want to bring that up about Jaden Daniels, man. What's he gonna do against that Detroit defense? Because I'm telling you, man, that could be a hell of a ball game, and that kid could just show up, ball out, and knock the number one seed off. And, then we got to do our part and win. But anyway, hell of a show, boys. Glad Jack's back. Love you, boys. Me.
All right, Justin.
Love you, Justin. Love you, buddy.
I know our luck. Our luck is Washington wins, and then we friggin' lose to whoever we play. And we miss out on
Minnesota.
Jack, why don't you tell everybody about HelloFresh?
I got to finish up the show. I got the HelloFresh shipment when I was out. That was fun.
Yeah, HelloFresh. Good little service
for
there.
Sure.
And say, what the hell is HelloFresh?
Let me tell you. Yeah, let me tell you. Because listen, when was the last time you had a homemade meal? You know, with a growing family, it's tough to do, and that's where HelloFresh comes in. Quick and easy options every week, so you can find the perfect recipe to get a homemade meal on the table in as little as 15 minutes. Tons of delicious recipes every week, like crispy Parmesan herb-crusted salmon or zesty ginger chicken and rice balls.
And they send you all the ingredients,
rice
right?
Bowls
and the
balls.
Recipe.
Rice balls.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Not the Blue Chew read.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's all sent to your house.
A rice ball is a thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said.
Well, all I can think about is, yeah. But, but HelloFresh.
Yes.
They'll deliver all the ingredients. I got it. So, full disclosure, I ordered Jill something as like a surprise.
Yep.
And
you made her cook it?
No.
Okay.
I was holding Sutton.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, Jill, a package got delivered. Like, can you go get it? And she opened the door. It's like a 50-pound box.
Of food.
Oh,
and she's
and dry ice.
Yeah, like 4 days out of being pregnant. I made her bring it in because I thought it was a nice surprise. It was HelloFresh, which was also a nice surprise.
Yep.
But all you
need, you are the worst, man.
Yeah.
HelloFresh, homemade, made easy. Learn more at HelloFresh.com.
Unbelievable.
It was not ill-intentioned.
Yeah.
I would have picked up the box.
But
I thought it was the wrong package that got delivered. Right? And I'm not talking about Ike on Blue Chew.
There you go.
There you go.
Hold on. You're going to be on them, too.
Well, I don't need it. I'm two for two, buddy.
Nick and Marlton, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Nick?
Hey, so just like two things. The first one I wanted to touch on was arenas. You know, in my opinion, I've been to some of the other arenas that are somewhat built in a similar time frame. For example, the American Airlines Center in Dallas, I was there last year, and to be honest, it's a dump compared to the Wells Fargo Center.
Yeah, you know what? Since they did the updates in the Wells Fargo Center,
I saw it last week or 2 weeks ago when I was down there.
Yeah, they definitely improved it,
look,
for sure.
And you can tell it's different inside there.
You know, it's just the fact, like, there's the city's spending all this money when it needs to go to other stuff. There is nothing wrong with the Wells Fargo Center. It is a great arena. It's got everything you need in it for an arena. I mean, you get some of these new ones, like the new Clippers arena. It's, like, out of this world. But to be honest, on if you're asking me, the arena still has a good 15-plus years before you even need to talk about spending all that money on a new arena.
Well, Nick, I think from a Sixer standpoint, I don't think they're saying that the arena isn't good. I think they don't have an ownership stake. I mean, I know you don't care about it, and I don't care about it, but they don't have an ownership stake in it. And so none of the other money that comes in from any other event, that's why they want it. Mm-hmm. And they want a venue that they can have a part of too, which is why they're doing it.
Yep.
And remember, the arena won't be there for another 6 or 7 years anyway.
Yeah, maybe I was a little in the dark on that, but I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, like, you know, the arena is better than a lot of other arenas I've been to, if you ask me. So, and then just wanted to touch on a little bit about the Eagles. I know you were talking about that. I think we're going to be fine. I think Jalen, I was there last night. Great game. I mean, there was a lot of great plays. Jalen looks a little cautious. He is not performing in the pocket. He's not making the throws. Like, Dallas Goedert came out wide open, not throwing to him. He is still shaking up, and he's got to get the cobwebs out from that injury that he had. I don't know what's going on, but it's just, I think we're going to be fine. My only thing I'm concerned about is going to Detroit. I'm nervous about that.
I'm about to start. Don't worry. I'm about to start the push for the Commanders to win so we can be hosting the game. Because you know if the Commanders win Saturday night, I don't care who. We could be playing the 85 Bears. Nobody's winning that game next week but the Eagles. If we got a chance to have the NFC Championship game here the following week, yeah, we're not losing Sunday.
It's game over. We're coming out on top.
Yeah.
And then the Sunday night game is Buffalo-Baltimore, right? So
yes.
We'll know by the time we play our game, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah, because whatchamacallit is Saturday.
Saturday,
yeah.
Right. Yep.
Playing Saturday.
What I am happy to see, they're looking, I mean, they're looking great. I was a little bit skeptical about that whole, you know, rushing title, the record coming out. You know, I don't know if some of the guys would have been upset and that could have caused anything, but it didn't seem like that at all. And They're full force right now. It's just Jalen needs to be on top of the game. You know, and I'm hoping this is the year. You know, we need another one. That 2022 was a fall, and, you know, I'm pushing for it.
I hear you, Nick. I think this year, from a how good the Eagles are standpoint, has eclipsed what most people thought this team was going to be this year. And for them to be in position, Ike, you say this all the time, you never know. Like you said in 22, everyone said, we're going to be back. You never know when you're going to be back, so you have to take the advantage.
That's right.
Take advantage of the chance when you get there.
Yeah, look at the Phillies.
But it's true.
Yeah.
Hold on, bro.
73 days till opening day, is that what you said?
And I think I've turned the page. I'm back in.
Okay, why?
Well,
you saw all the rankings.
I saw all the rankings, and everybody loves the Phillies.
Yeah, I know. I can't tell if we're too hard on the Phillies or those people are insane. Well, I think they're a little insane.
Well, we were talking about it last year. I mean, talking about it last week.
Yeah.
So I agree. I saw those. I was like, maybe I'm wrong. But then I think back to the playoffs last year. And all the national people were like,
it's true.
Phillies are the favorites. And we're like, I don't think so. And I think there is something to, we may not be the best judge of the other teams because we don't see them every day. So we see the flaw. But also there's something to watching the team every single game and knowing
their
vibe.
It's plus and minus. Yeah. We could be too close to it, but we're also close enough to see warts that people who don't watch them every day see.
They do not play winning baseball. That's the big issue.
Yeah, no, they haven't.
Are you trying to keep me on the same page, or do you want me to turn the page?
I'm ready for it.
You're like, I don't care what you do.
I want everyone to jump off, and it's only me and Seltzer.
You liked it better that way.
Where, he hates when everybody else is paying attention.
Oh, I can't wait to the Bryce interview. Are we going to spend like 7 minutes on how he makes coffee?
Yeah, it's TikTok.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Dude, he's heating up. He made another one today on a private jet.
He's up.
He's on with TikTok shutting down in what, 8 days?
Yeah, I was going to say, is it an interesting time to start on TikTok?
Yeah, he's trying to get it in.
Yeah, dude.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Thank you. Show them the three pointers I was able to create. You don't need to shoot. Just like Jalen doesn't need to pass. Stay on that side and celebrate all the wins. Ben in Brooklyn.
Yep, he gets it.
Jalen doesn't need to pass.
Yeah. Point guard doesn't need to shoot. Quarterback doesn't need to pass.
I've never said that.
Jack, I will say, I thought our stand-in producers did a good job.
Sure.
The text line suffered without it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because they don't read some of the texts.
Right.
I got my people.
Yep. What's next?
You guys sounded a little stiff during that read. The Blue Chew executives.
Come on. That was a buzz joke.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
Yep. Well, you know what they tell you? Our show's 4 hours long and Blue Chew.
You know what else in the last 4 hours?
We're going to work that in sooner or later. Yeah.
Just enough time.
Yep.
All right. What's that?
Can you guys take Chuck back? Seth on the morning show.
Yeah, he's sick of Chuck, man.
So I didn't hear that.
He has to be sick of Chuck.
Chuck and Seth went at it this morning.
Another
huh?
day. Yep.
Me and Chuck have had our battles.
Yeah.
But man, if I don't respect the fact that Chuck does not back down,
I know
because
I know.
Everyone backs down from Seth. Literally everyone.
Yeah.
And Chuck's like, I don't care. You don't win a Super Bowl here.
It's just unbelievable. You don't get to tell us how to feel.
What?
Chuck is unreal.
Yep.
I have a lot of respect for that part of Chuck.
I will say, that's why I listen 9 to 10 on Mondays.
Yeah, just to wait for Chuck
just to wait
call.
For Chuck to call.
Come on back, Chuck.
What's next?
I wonder what AJ Feely thinks about how Jalen played. Spike trying to find another backup QB to dump on Jalen.
All right. I want to be clear. That it's Jack that finds all the backup QB audio, not
what are we,
me.
What are we calling it? The clipboard?
The clipboard.
The clipboard report.
I love it.
By the way, we've come up with that now that the season is at its is
right.
closing down.
Yeah. Right
for
on time.
Next year.
Got to use it for next year.
The clipboard report is every single
week. Well, because every single backup quarterback now has a show or they're on a show, and they all have thoughts on Jalen. And they're mostly negative.
What do you think if Chase Daniel or Dan Orlovsky came on and we said, hey, Chase, you're on the clipboard report.
I think Dan would laugh at it. I don't know Chase as well.
Yeah. You guys used to have Dan on the show at the night show, the Giglio night show.
Yeah. Some would say it's our fault. I want to know if and Fitzpatrick has to get added to that as well.
Oh, yes. He was criticizing Jalen today.
No,
too.
I thought he – did he criticize? Oh, yeah, because he challenged
Orlovsky. Yeah.
Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow. So he's doing some ESPN stuff now?
No, he on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
He replied to
it. Oh, little Twitter battles. Love that. Between backups.
Between little quarterbacks.
Oh, so
I will say, unrelated, I love Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I'm a Fitzpatrick guy.
Yeah. What's next?
Chase Daniel. I really don't like dogs. Spike. Well, Rebel, it's time for you to go. Alex in Lancaster.
Now, that's not happening.
Well...
Chase Daniel says it.
I trust Chase Daniel. I don't know, Rebel. You had a good life in Aruba. You can go back. I threaten to send him back all the time.
I'm telling Rebel, man.
Don't tell him. I love you, buddy, if you're listening. Love you so much. All right, what's next?
Yes. Tell them to blame the government. Shame on them.
The Sixers worm.
Nice, man.
That's fine.
Battle really got into
that. I thought that was Oz.
Well, I can't
behind the curtain.
I don't blame any company for trying to make money. I blame the city for letting them waste everybody's time for 2 months. I don't care if the 2 years. I don't care if the Sixers.
I was gonna say 2 months.
Two years. There's no skin off my back. Like their job isn't to be nice guys. Their job is to make money. They want to make money. They can go ahead and make money. All right. Well, we will be back with you tomorrow. Jack, you going to come 2 days in a row to the show?
Oh, Fritz.
That's a lot of work.
2 days of work in
what
a row.
What do you think, Fritz?
A lot of work.
I don't know. You got two kids at home.
I'm just like L.A.
You done? Yeah.
Just a home
game. You just going to do the home games?
Home game. Chickies only.
All right. Coming up next, the Brandon Graham Show with me, Elliot Shore Parks, Brandon Graham. and then at least two Eagles, Ike Reese and Hugh Douglas on the Players Lounge. Yes. Elliot Shore Parks, who's an honorary Eagle, according to Nick Sirianni. You can come down to Chickies and Pete's, watch it. You can listen right there on the radio or watch it on YouTube. This show, we'll see you tomorrow. See you later. You know, just mention Rebel. I take care of Rebel, care very much about his health, care very much about the health of our other dog, Scotchy. You care about your dog, your cat. And as you, in the new year, try to, like, better yourself, better your health, eat better, all that sort of stuff, the lead dog, George Perenni, Dogs and Cats Rule, thinks, and I agree with him, you should be doing the same for your pet. It's almost a sure thing that your dog or cat could be eating better. Maybe there's a supplement that could help them, any of those things. And Dogs and Cats Rule is where you want to go. I would say two big reasons. First of all, the products they carry at the 7 stores. High-end products in terms of pet nutrition, dog food, cat food, and supplements. So you're getting the best quality stuff, a lot of local stuff as well. And the second thing is the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule. Buying those sorts of things for your pets can be confusing. Before I knew about Dogs and Cats Rule, I would just Google it, and you come up with 700 different answers. And it's so rare that at a pet store you can trust the staff to give you those answers. Well, they're educated, and they know, they're patient, they'll take the time with you, and they will make sure that you are getting the best for your dog and cat. And it's not just nutrition and supplements, it's treats and toys and the leashes and harnesses, whatever you need. There's 7 locations. 5 in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. 2 in New Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. If you want the exact locations, what I want you to do is go to dogsandcatsrule.pet. Shop small, shop local, shop family.